Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Destructive floods.
We didn't have no time to get nothing out of it. I lost everything.
GOP blocks health coverage.
There are going to be veterans die between now and when this bill passes.
Baby boomers suddenly homeless.
They've increased the rent above what I even earned for a given month.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. More rain is in the forecast for parts of eastern Kentucky, torn up by flooding after heavy downpours. At least 8 people are dead. Dozens have been rescued. Thousands are without power. Mike Seidel from our partners at the Weather Channel is in Garrett, Kentucky this morning.
Floodwaters tore through here so violently and quickly, residents, many of whom are still recovering from the last flood, barely had time to get out.
I lost everything twice. Mm-hmm. This makes twice that I've lost everything.
The heavy rainfall and rising waters washed away homes and submerged entire towns. Deborah Refford has lived in Garrett, Kentucky since 1966.
I've never seen it this high. It's just sad. It's just sad to imagine the devastation and just the loss.
With more rainfall expected over the weekend, Kentucky's governor warned residents of more potential destruction.
This is an ongoing disaster that continues to put people in danger. Our death toll is growing.
Another storm moved through the St. Louis area yesterday, prompting additional rescues on flooded streets. Authorities say 2 men drowned in the earlier storm. The Weather Service says that Tuesday rain was the most prolific in 150 years of local record keeping. And in Las Vegas, some casinos took on water after a strong thunderstorm dumped a lot of rain. Now to Washington, where a bill to help more than 3 million veterans who were exposed to burning toxins was blocked in the Senate by 41 Republicans. CBS's Catherine Herridge says that sparked an angry reaction.
They haven't met a veteran they won't screw over.
Comedian and veterans advocate John Stewart voiced personal anger and frustration as the effort to advance bipartisan burn pit legislation failed.
They're not on Senate time. They're on cancer time.
The bill would cost an estimated $180 billion over the first 4 years, expanding health care and disability coverage benefits for nearly 24 illnesses. Army veteran Mark Jackson was exposed to military burn pits in Afghanistan.
The ash from the burn pit would fall kind of like snow onto your skin and into your eyes.
Jackson shared his long list of medical issues, including anemia, osteoporosis, and thyroid disorder.
I don't care if it costs twice as much as the wars that we fought because they need to budget for the peace, just like they budget for the war.
In June, the bill had bipartisan support.
The motion is not agreed to.
But by Wednesday, 25 Senate Republicans changed their vote to no, raising concerns over how the money was budgeted, arguing it could be spent on programs unrelated to veterans in the future.
Chinese officials today repeated warnings issued yesterday after President Biden's call with China's president, saying those who play with fire will perish by it. It comes as House Speaker Pelosi considers a visit to Taiwan. The House panel investigating the Capitol attack has questioned former Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin. And CBS's Cammie McCormick reports the committee's also interviewed former Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney.
Mulvaney was Trump's Chief of Staff until 2020. He testified about using a chorus approach when he was on the job to get the former president's attention on a topic, enlisting even Trump's family members to help, and of reaching out to the White House on the day of the Capitol riot to stop the violence. He later resigned as Special Envoy for Northern Ireland. He's now a CBS News contributor.
Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said today he is open to a phone call with Secretary of State Blinken to discuss a possible prisoner swap. Russia and Ukraine have each accused the other of shelling a prison that's said to hold dozens of Ukrainian prisoners of war. It's believed more than 50 people were killed.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
9/11 families say they're outraged the new Saudi Golf Tour is playing an event this weekend in Bedminster, New Jersey. Janlyn Scalzo lost her husband at the World Trade Center.
50 miles away from ground zero. It's so distasteful and it's so hurtful. And these golfers, they're taking blood money.
The FBI says there's evidence two Saudi officials provided support to at least two of the hijackers. 15 of the 19 were Saudi nationals. The event is at former President Trump's golf club.
Nobody's gotten to the bottom of 9/11, unfortunately.
San Francisco's mayor has declared a state of emergency over a monkeypox outbreak. The city has 281 known cases and is short of vaccine. As more people struggle to make ends meet in a time of soaring inflation, many of the newly homeless are baby boomers. Here's CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti.
65-year-old Maria Negrete, her daughter and granddaughter live in their car on the streets of San Diego after losing their jobs and getting evicted from their apartment.
Everything's so expensive, like gas, the rent, everything.
Negrete is among one of the fastest-growing groups of homeless, baby boomers. Many, like her, worked low-paying jobs and had no savings to fall back on when times got tough. Teresa Smith started Dreams for Change, an organization that helps the homeless by providing jobs and safe parking for those with cars.
We hear the same story over and over again. I've lived in this place 10, 15 years, and now I have to move because they've increased the rent above what I even earn for a given month.
The number of homeless people over 55 is expected to spike to 225,000 in the next 4 years nationwide, up from 170,000 in 2017. That's a 32% jump.
Workers at a Trader Joe's store in Hadley, Massachusetts, have become the first in the company's chain to form a union. Similar efforts are underway at locations in Minneapolis and Boulder, Colorado. Tonight's Mega Millions jackpot is $1.1 billion, the third largest lottery prize ever.
All of that money, you could do so much with it. Buy my son a house, my daughter a house.
I'm not going to spend $1 billion, I'm sorry, but I can give it away to a lot of good organizations.
Beyonce fans have hit the lottery. Her first album in 6 years is out. It's called Renaissance. Jem Aswad of Variety Magazine says it's an ambitious 16-track collection.
The album's pretty amazing. It's what you'd expect, but, you know, there's some edges in there as well, but there are a lot of dance floor songs, and there are a couple of housey, disco-y songs.
Beyonce has indicated that Renaissance is the first of three acts in a project she recorded during the pandemic.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
There's a warning for people planning to attend a big music fest this weekend.
All right, Chicago!
Chicago's message to Lollapalooza attendees, know what's in your drugs. Chicago's health department has posted online alerts warning fans that fentanyl can easily cause an overdose and is found in many drugs. At the weekend-long music festival, anyone can pick up fentanyl test strips at no charge, and being handed out are free doses of Narcan, which can reverse an overdose. Chicago Department of Public Health Commissioner Dr. Allison Arwady.
Every year, Lolla is a surge.
surge of people into emergency departments, especially young people in Chicago, because they've experimented at a time when we really just want people to have fun, but have fun safely.
Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News, Chicago.
Instagram says it's going to pause new features that critics in an online petition say are simply trying to mimic TikTok. That's the World News Roundup. The broadcast is produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you. Like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail, or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many more, Wondery means business.
Catch every episode of 60 Minutes, America's most watched news magazine show, as a podcast. Hear in-depth investigations across politics, news, and entertainment on your schedule. Listen to 60 Minutes ad-free on Wondery Plus.